looking at your show tonight, there's a few fights that, that stand out as real battles. I think the first one I'd like to talk about is Darren TNT Tetley from Bradford taking on Stevie Williams in the Central Area welterweight title fight. Now, Stevie Williams is a very, very tough kid. Darren Tetley, he's 9-0. He's got the perfect record coming in. He looks every part the champion to me, but this is a big fight for him, isn't it?
Oh, it's a massive step up. I mean, I'm only the promoter of this fight. I don't train or manage neither of these fighters. When I had the opportunity to put this fight on, it was an instant yes. You've got Steve Williams, who's been there and done it and fought for major titles, come up short, still a cracking fighter. He's one of them fighters that nobody wants to fight, but will fight anybody. And then you've got this up-and-coming young Bradford kid, Darren Tetley. I've had on my shows a number of times, and I really enjoy watching Darren box. He's a lovely kid, and this is a massive step up, and it's a genuine 50-50 fight. It's the old dog against the new dog. It's a real intriguing battle.
Yeah, it certainly is. Having watched Darren in quite a few fights now, both in Doncaster and in Sheffield as well, he's a very respectful kid, isn't he? He's very... very pleasant out of the ring, but as soon as that bell goes, he's got some real venom to him, hasn't he?
Yeah, apparently he lives the life. He's not a boozer. I know he's just had a baby over Christmas. And you know, boxing's full of nice kids. When you're in and around these kids in change room, you get to know them. You get to know them personally. You become friends. And there's a lot of nice people. You know, boxing's a gladiator sport and a very respectful sport. Once they've done, they all shake hands and have a cuddle and they crack on with their lives. But, you know, they're nice men.
There certainly are. And another boxer, we mentioned Gavin McDonald before, of course, but another boxer you've got a very, very strong bond with, I know, is the Iceman, Jason Cunningham, who's contesting the English bantamweight title against Ashley Lane this evening. I've got Jason Downer's winning this one.
Yes, I mean, it's a must-win. It's a must-win for Jason. I mean, Jason had an hard task last time out fighting Yafai for the British title, come up short on points. Let's remember, Jason is a former Commonwealth champion and an English title challenger. We all know what Ashley Lane is a proper, genuine tough contender. He's the reigning Midlands area champion. Remember, Ashley Lane is the only blemish on Gavin McDonald's record is the draw, which was against Ashley Lane. So at the Doncaster Dome. So Ashley Lane will be coming quite confident. He's had a draw at Doncaster Dome against the Doncaster kid again, and this Doncaster kid tonight is fighting in a world title eliminator. So it shows that Lane is quite capable. Plus, he had a close loins pass to.
A loins pass was that, Steffi?
a close points loss to Di Davis, who beat a very good Andy Townend. So. It just goes to show the levels that Ashley Lane is actually at. You know, he's not far behind. It's a proper fight, and it's a must-win for Jason. Jason's coming off a loss for the British title, and Jason's got to win this, and he's back in for major titles.
Yeah, definitely. Now, coming on to the last fight I'm going to talk about on the card, and for me, the one that has the potential to steal the whole show tonight, and I mean the lot... It's a central area middleweight title fight, and these central area titles throw up some absolute peaches of fights, and this, for me, is one of those. You've got Doncaster's Aston Jolly against Barnsley's Matthew Mallin, two proper fighters. Now, these lads fight on the front foot. They will take everything to their opponent. They'll leave nothing whatsoever in that ring by the end of it, and I can't pick this one, Steph.
It's a 50-50 fight, mate. I mean, I'm Aston's manager, and when I had the opportunity to make this fight, I was so excited. It's genuine pick-em fight, mate. Like I say, Aston's only got one defeat, and Buster's only got a couple of defeats. Buster's a former champion, British Masters champion. He's challenged a very good Nav Mansouri for the English title, so... You know, it's a big step up for Aston tonight and a genuine 50-50. They both looked in tremendous shape. They had muscles on muscles yesterday's weighing. And it's going to be a great fight this time. I'm almost guaranteeing that this will be the fight of the night.
Yeah, well, that's as I see it. I think that's an absolute ding-dong of a battle. And again, both good lads outside of the ring, both decent fellas. And I can see that one... really stealing the show tonight. But either way, it'll be a belter. What time do doors open? What time's the action underway, Steffi?
First bell's at 6 o'clock tonight, mate. We're going to get started early so we can all kick back and enjoy the big fights in Manchester live on big screen.
That's marvellous. So if you do want to get down there, I would say get down there early, because with the pay-per-view on the screens afterwards as well, it's going to be a very busy night at Doncaster Dome. Doors open at 5, first bell 6 o'clock. Get down there early, support the local fighters, and then watch Gavin McDonnell on the big screen and, of course, Quig Frampton as well. And plenty more to look forward to coming up as well, Steph. You've got a couple more shows on the horizon.
Yes, I've got a lot happening, mate. Really busy at the minute. I've got there's the 26th of March in Sheffield, the Kelbrook World Title fight. I've got Doncaster's unbeaten heavyweight in an absolute massive fight in a British title eliminator versus Richard Towers of Sheffield. So that's local derby. Everybody knows Towers. 16 fights, 15 wins, 12 KOs, former European champion. This is a massive step up for my man. And I think my man's going to show on 26th of March that he's the real deal.
That's...
and probably one of the leading contenders to Anthony Joshua in the whole of Great Britain. That's how big of a statement and how good this heavyweight is.
And that's Dave Allen you're talking about there, isn't it? The White Rhino.
Dave Allen, the White Rhino.
Making a real step up. Also on the Kelbrook undercard is Andy Townend, of course.
Yes, I've got also Andy Townend, young Barnsley boy. We all know what he's doing. Out in his last 5 championship fights, he's had a total of, his opponent's record total have been 57 wins with only 7 defeats. And he's KO'd every one of them, one being a very good undefeated Sean Dodd, who now stock has risen in his fight of the year fight for the British title versus Scott Cardell. That's how good Andy Townend is. That is just ready for a major title now. We're just crying out for the major title. This is his 3rd English title fight. I'll be considering vacating this English title fight because Andy is mandatory for the Commonwealth, and I think we're just going to sit and wait for a major title after this. Obviously, he's got to come through it. But yeah, also on the same bill, I have got Rotherham's Lee Appleyard, another local boy that's recently joined me, managed by Dave Colwell, coming on leaps and bounds since he's been working with us. Very exciting young prospect. And then I'm going for the first time to Scarborough. I'm going to be bringing professional boxing to Scarborough on May the 7th.
Yeah,
so really excited about that. Local boys on there. Sean Ireland, managed by myself, will be fighting a local lad from my village, actually, in Conisbury near Doncaster, Tommy Chadburn, undefeated. So 2 undefeated fighters there, putting it on the line, and then local boys George Yawner and George Rhodes. And then I'll be going back to the Doncaster Dome on May 14th, so really busy, mate.